This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Hamas is preparing to release about a dozen more hostages today, but it's not clear if any Americans are on that list. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. officials have estimated between 10 and 13 Americans could be among the scores of hostages taken during the October 7th attack. They were not among those released Friday.
We'll not stop until we get these hostages brought home and an answer to their whereabouts.
But President Biden noted the first two hostages released a month ago were an American mother and daughter, Judith and Natalie Ra'anan.
From the moment Hamas kidnapped these people, I, along with my team, have worked around the clock to secure the release.
He says it's part of a slow process, but is hopeful three Americans, a toddler named Abigail, and two women will be part of this four-day hostage release in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
So it's my hope and expectation will be soon.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Another in a series of pro-Palestinian marches took place in London Saturday, with tens of thousands of people marching, with more than 1,500 police officers watching on. In an interview with the Associated Press, Stop the War protest organizer Lindsay German criticized the large police presence, saying it suggested the protesters were breaking the law.
Yeah, when you say we have the right to protest, but it's been going on week after week, that's because the bombardment of Gaza has been going on week after week. And this is a major political issue. It's a major international issue. We're very critical of our government's failure to call for a ceasefire. That's what we're demanding. And that, I think, should be respected, and not try to criminalise a huge demonstration by claiming things that just simply aren't representative of that demonstration.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.